welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh107.1fmradio. You can also download free app called TuneIn. Search WWGH. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments while we're on the air at this time, please call 740-383-9944. Guess what? This is the 74th day in the year of 2021. There are 291 days left. Hopefully you had a great St. Patrick's Day. No snow. What do you think about that? Hopefully you're having a good time in the new year. I know it started out with a lot of snow, and I hear we should be having a little more snow Friday, believe it or not. But I hope it flies over us, right? Okay. Now, I'm so glad that you tuned in, and it's another Monday, and we know how Mondays can go, okay? So let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their free produce begins next month in April. I will be announcing the exact date. We also have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. Location is LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it's titled Self-Mastery. And it goes like this. Within each one of us, there is a master of the universe, not the master out there, but the inner universe of our thoughts and feelings, attitudes and actions. Most people realize too late what awaits within and how valuable it is. For too long, we allow ourselves to be distracted and bewitched by all that is happening outside. To be the master of your inner world is to be the master of your own destiny. Now that brings me to my guest today, Patrick Maurice. How are you? I'm doing great.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad that you could come. Absolutely. Now Patrick is the author of a book titled "You Have My Gratitude." And when I was looking up my thought for today, and it was on my email for today, self-mastery, and it made me think about your book. I read that book this morning.
How did you feel about it?
It was a good book when I finished it. I was like, oh, okay, great. I appreciate that. You know, I really did. I thought, okay. So, Patrick, introduce yourself a little bit to our audience today.
My name is Patrick Maurice Pettigrew. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio. I moved here to Marion when I was about 13. And, I've been through my fair share of issues and traumatic situations, you know, and I felt like I had a gift and I should be able to give that back. So I wrote the book with other people in mind that went through things like myself, and if I could help one person, that would be enough.
That is so great, so great. I was telling someone else that your mother had dropped this off in my mailbox, and I'm thinking, I was home. I said, did you knock on the door? She said, yeah, I knocked. What was I doing? You know, but I was so surprised and glad to see that you have extended your gift to the world. So is this your first book?
That's the first book.
This your first book. And what inspired you to write this?
Well, like I said, my experiences, just going through things by myself and learning new things. And I would talk to my friends and they would say things like, you should write a book, you know. Or I would put something online and they're like, oh, that's very insightful. I needed that today. And, you know, I was just like, you know what? I had the passion for writing and I had the gift. So I just put it together.
That's great. Yeah. How long did it take you to write it?
About a year.
About a year?
Yeah, year and a couple months with all the research. Like I said, some of the stuff I already knew because those were methods that I used for myself.
Yeah.
So a lot of it was just off top of the head, but I did a little research for some of the other methods, and I had to practice them before I actually put them in the book. So, yeah.
Okay, so you telling me you got a lot of wisdom. And that's
well,
a good thing, though.
Yeah, I'm still learning, so.
You know, we don't stop learning until we leave this world, right?
Right, right.
So, and if we can't learn something, then we're in bad shape.
I came far, and I still got far to go.
Amen. I know that's right. I know that's right. I know I am, too. I have a lot to learn still yet.
Right.
You know, I was trying to think now, when was he born? Where along with one of my children does he fall? Because you know your family anyway, right?
Right.
After all these years.
Right.
And I think I went to visit your mother once when she moved to Cleveland. Mm. That might have been before you was born, though.
It's
and
possible.
I'm thinking it might have been. Were you born before 83?
No, 85.
Yeah, you weren't born then. No, sure wasn't. Yeah, that's been a while ago. Yes, it has been. Well, okay, now, you said you've been through a lot.
Yeah.
As a young man.
As a young man.
As a young black man,
African-American
man. And see, that's different.
A little bit.
Yeah, it is. And people don't understand that.
You know,
they'll say, well, there's no difference. But there is a big difference in our society today.
Yeah, you can't tell anyone that there isn't a difference unless you walked in those shoes.
And they can't walk in your shoes.
No.
Not unless they're a black male.
Not unless they were born with it.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it's a real thing.
Good. So how do you feel now that you have your first book out?
It's kind of like a tattoo. I want to do it again.
So you ready already, huh?
I'm ready. But I'm still putting that together. So there is something else coming. But I won't say too much about it yet. Still doing research on that. So,
after reading this, I could sense there was something else coming from you.
I didn't put everything in there.
Well, you can't. I mean, life is such a journey.
Right.
You know, and every experience, this could be just like you have, 15 chapters in here?
15 chapters, 88 pages. I didn't want to make it too long because coming where I come from, it's like not very many people in my age group read like that around here. So I wanted to make it short. Simple, something they can keep referring back to.
Yes, I thought the same thing. I said, I can knock this out in a couple hours,
right.
You know, and I did.
My mom did the same thing.
Yeah. She's always been a reader.
Yeah, she stayed reading.
Yeah, no, I'm like, wow. I kind of fell out of it for a minute. I bet I read the Bible.
Yeah.
So my reading went there. Yeah, it is. Very detailed.
Yeah.
And you know, you never finish reading the Bible.
Yeah, keep referring back to it.
You have to, because it's life, you know. Your past, present, and your future, always, always. Okay, now you started this book out with focus on what you have versus what you don't have. Why do you think that's so important for us?
I made that the first chapter because, you know, what you have is you. Your surroundings, when you go home, that's all you. That's what makes you. You shape it, and it also shapes you. So if you're not satisfied with what you have, you definitely won't be blessed with more. You got to learn how to take care of what you got. I was taught that at a young age, too. My dad always used to say, I'm not getting you another pair of shoes unless you take care of the ones you got now. So I learned that early.
Well, no one told me that. But I think I did pretty well taking care of my things, you know, to have like 30 pair of shoes before I was 13, just for me to put on, you know, whatever outfit I had on, whatever color I needed,
Then I started buying my own pair. And
knew how to take care of them.
Oh, yeah.
Made them last. Great.
Toothbrush and soap.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But those things will carry you all the way through life, even when you have your own children, if you have children, these things that you can share with them. And it makes parenting, I think, easier.
Yeah.
When you have something to hand them down from what you've learned yourself, right, from your parents. A lot of kids today have to raise themselves.
Right.
And that's not so easy for them to progress through life.
Right.
Because like you said, life is hard.
Can be.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. At best.
Exactly.
It's hard. Even though you try
if
to
it's, if it's not hard, you're not going through life.
Right. Absolutely. Even if you try to skate through it and try to do everything, because we can't do everything right.
Right.
You know.
You got to hit a wall at some point.
Yes. And I also like this one too. Everything is for your evolution of growth, whether good or bad. We evolve from the good or the bad, right?
Right.
Explain that to us.
Well, if you're going through an issue or circumstance that you feel like will never leave, it's there to teach you something. It's mm-hmm. definitely there to teach you something, because someone else got around it, you can do it too.
Right.
It may be harder for you, it may be easier for you, but it's still a lesson that you got to learn, because it's just another stepping stone to some new plateau, you know. But yeah, that's how I feel about it. Everything is either redirecting you back on the path you're supposed to be on, or it's letting you know, keep going this way.
Wow. I understand that. That one hits home.
Yeah.
Okay. And I, did you mention going around the circle 100 times and still taking this same test over? Maybe I heard that from church yesterday.
It's possible. But I probably did.
It's kind of on the same vein.
It sounds,
right,
like something I would say.
Yeah, it's on the same vein as that, you know.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because it's going to come back, like you said.
Well, the thing is, if you're going in a circle, that means you didn't learn the lesson.
Right, and it's coming back.
So it's coming back, and it's always going to come back. If you didn't learn it, it's going to come back.
Oh boy, that's a hard pill to swallow,
ain't it?
So you know that,
yeah,
too, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely.
Control your response and not your surroundings.
Yeah, we all need to learn that one. A lot of people need to learn that one. Getting easily triggered by anything we see on the news, or we hear someone else say to us, or somebody just steps on your shoes, you know, it's easier to just react and be like, man, what are you doing, you know.
Right,
it's
right.
Easy to do that. We all can do that, but staying calm and thinking it through, like, is this a situation where I just need to retreat, you know, like, is this a lesson I need to learn, or is this a way that I could help this person?
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of options, and just reacting isn't always the way.
That's true. Sometimes you can just be quiet, right? Sit back and look.
Observe. That's the best thing to do. Every time.
Because you can't always control your surroundings.
That's right. Okay. But like you started off saying earlier, I like what you said. And you were saying something about self-mastery.
Yeah.
When you control yourself, you can control your surroundings at that point.
Mm-hmm.
When you master yourself, that's when you can master other things.
That was a powerful statement, was it?
Definitely.
And God put it up there just for today. Just for you.
I believe it.
And he does it every time I have a guest. I like to start off with a thought for today and to be just right on time with our subject, or we can go back to it and relate back and forth, you know.
Right.
So I thought, wow, how appropriate.
Right.
Because that's more or less what you're talking about.
Pretty
this
much.
Is like a self-help book, right?
Yeah.
Right. And why do we need so many self-help books?
Well, some might not reach everyone. So I didn't see one coming from this area, so I decided to put it out there.
Good, good. Because this is, it covers a vast area, I think. And I like the last chapter. We'll get to that, though.
All right.
You said people will criticize you if you are winning or losing.
No matter what.
Can't please everybody, can you?
Can't. And that was a real hard lesson for me, because I grew up in a real tight-knit family and a large family, and we all bigged each other up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter what we did. We were right there like, you better do it, you better go, you know.
Right.
And you get out into the world and not everybody's cheering for you like that.
No.
So it slaps you in the face for real, because you want to go out and you want to big everybody else up, and everybody's not going to do that for you.
No. No.
Even the people that call you friend.
Oh God, yes.
You know. So yeah, that's tough when you realize everybody's not built like you.
That was
tough for me.
You know, and I think, and I may be wrong, but I think it's a little harder for young men. Because like you say, you always grow up with your boys or whatever, you know, and he's supposed to have your back and
right.
You have their back. But when you venture off, when you get older and you want to really do something, then it comes that envy and the jealousy where they don't want you to
right.
go anywhere or do anything.
Right.
You know, but they ain't going to do what they want to do. Right.
Right. Or they want to use you to get there.
Right. That has to hurt. I have three grandsons, and I've seen them go through this,
right?
You know, it's been hard for them.
I believe it.
To stand alone, and that's what you have to do, right?
Yeah,
more or less.
Women rely on men, children rely on men, and you know, men have to stick together sometimes if they want to get something done, or if they just need a shoulder to, you know, keep standing.
Right Absolutely. And men do need men, but you have to find someone like-minded.
Definitely.
Same spirit.
Right.
Yeah, I guess we all learn that through life. Compare yourself to yourself.
To yourself. My only competition is me. That's it. I'm trying to be better than who I was yesterday. That's it. That's all.
That's a powerful statement.
Yeah.
Instead of everybody else you see that's going here, doing this, maybe, you know, they're in this high-rise apartment or building them a brand new
mm-hmm.
home or, you know.
That's good for them.
That is right.
But that, everybody has a purpose, and me sitting in a high-rise may not help my purpose.
True.
So it's nothing for me to be jealous about, because my time will come.
Absolutely.
You know, so, yeah.
But you did say it could be a stepping stone for you.
It could be.
Mm-hmm. Right. And instead of seeing what everybody else do, see what I can do.
Right.
With what God has gifted me
exactly.
with.
Exactly. Because everybody has their own gifts.
That's right. And talents. I'm really overwhelmed by this. I didn't think it was going to be a good read. I said, I'm going to read this book. I didn't even realize I had read 4 chapters Thursday or Friday, whenever she brought it by.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it, so I started all over again, you know.
Right.
I thought, well, I think I can knock this out. And I did. But it's been a long time since I really sat down and just read through a book. So you knew it had to keep my attention. And that's saying a lot.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
That's saying a lot. Keep a journal of gratitude.
Right.
Thankfulness.
Right. I don't necessarily do that, but I write. I write, and I mean, it's pretty much the same thing, but a journal makes it like a routine, you know. I write, period, so, you know, I don't exactly need the routine, but it's just an option for people to consider, just in case they have, you know, a talent for writing or they feel better after writing.
I write a lot, too.
Yeah.
I got paper everywhere. Little pieces, big pieces, tablets.
Right.
You know, I write my thoughts. I write, if I'm upset, I write letters to people. I might not mail them out, but I write them, you know.
That works too.
Yeah, it makes me feel better, right?
It's like starting a text and, you know, it's this long page and you're like, you know what, I'm not sending it. You just erase it.
I just ran across a couple letters I had written, right, because I was looking for something that has to do with our singles conference at church, and I thought, oh, I didn't even realize I still had these here, right? So, and I did write a book.
Oh, did you?
It's at home.
What's the name of it?
I never, I don't even know what the name is, but it's about Solomon, the Song of Solomon.
Okay.
Yeah, and out of the Bible. And I think it's like 60 or 70 pages. I just never had it published. I never did anything with it. So what is your suggestion to new writers?
Just go for it. Just start.
Just start. I already got it written.
Well,
what do I need to do now?
You want to publish it? I can help you with that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I self-published that book.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I'm glad I brought it up.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I ran across it when I was looking through all the papers. I think it's been there since maybe 2011.
Okay.
13.
Yeah, put it out there.
I will do that. I will do that. I had to get my stuff together, though.
That's the hardest part, though, just getting started. I mean, with anything, just getting started is the hardest part. Because it's like a daunting task. You're like, oh, well, how am I going to do that? How am I going to do that? Like, work on that when you get there. Just start, though.
Yeah, I think that's why I kind of put it back or something, you know. Because the lady I had read it, she had published her book also. And she said, maybe you just don't want a book. Maybe you want a format similar to like what you have here, you know. Well, don't do this and don't do that. Tips to keep you from going that direction. Right. So that's what she had shared with me. Okay. I'm going to do that. I got your number now.
All right.
Okay. All right. Meditation.
Mm-hmm. That's important. I probably need it a little bit more just because I'm one of those people who like my space sometimes, and I just need to get away from the noise, recharge, and it puts me back in focus, because I can get distracted easily.
Oh yeah, there's so much out there,
right? It's a lot more now with the internet. You can see what's going on in the other country.
You're right.
Yeah,
you
know,
it's a lot of noise,
right?
A lot of things to be cautious of and be careful of.
And I'm curious. So I'm looking up stuff all the time. That's pretty much all I do is research things, look up stuff.
You said it took you a year. Did you run across writer's block at all?
At one point I did. I think I got to chapter maybe 12 or somewhere near 10, 11 or 12, one of them. And had asked my old middle school teacher who was helping me proofread it, and I told her I said, you know, I don't know what to do about this chapter, and she's just like, you know, just take a break from it and, you know, think about it, come back to it. And she said, what do you have so far? And I let her read it, and she said that I should put my personal experience in the book because I didn't do that yet. So that's why you get like a short story in each chapter about me because of that. And I'm like, you know, that makes sense, because I don't have a degree in psychology or spirituality or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing I could do is put my own experience in it, because no one can tell me that's not true. Well, I went through it, so you can't tell me it's true or not.
Right.
But it was short-lived. The writer's block was short-lived.
Okay. But you're the main character.
Right.
Right. I like that, because, like you said, these are your experiences.
Right.
These are things that brought you to writing this book and help you to overcome some obstacles in your life.
That's right.
And you can say, well, nobody told me. I lived this, and I know this is true.
Right.
Right. So that's good. What you consume becomes you. Watch your diet. Now, that really... I thought, wow, he even has that in there. How to eat and all that kind of stuff. But
well, not just to eat, but, you know, what you watch on TV, what you listen to on the radio.
Right.
The people you hang around. You know, the things that they're saying and doing and listening to. You know, all that goes into in your subconscious. and you might take something with you you might not necessarily want.
I'm sure of that.
So, yeah, it's real.
Yeah. So your diet is anything that you take in and not just necessarily food.
You don't just consume through the mouth.
Eyes, ears, hands, what you touch.
All that.
That was an eye-opener for me, the diet. And how to keep yourself kind of cleansed out and things like that. That's important.
Right.
It really is. And believe it or not, the older you get, the more important it is.
Yeah, the harder it gets. It's like walking a tightrope. The longer you walk on the tightrope, the harder it's going to be to stay on. Those first couple steps are like, yeah, I got this. And then all of a sudden you start leaning to the left. You got to bring it back. Don't bring it back too hard, though.
Right. You know? Right. Which chapter was the hardest for you to write? Most challenging?
The journaling, because I didn't journal, and I didn't want to name the chapter Write Something, you know? So it was like, I don't journal, so what am I going to say about this? And when my old middle school teacher told me to just put my own experience in it, that kind of helped me get past that, because I write. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I can put that in there. And, you know, if you want to journal, you can do that too.
Right.
Kind of put that in there too.
Right.
So, yeah, that was tough at first, because I didn't want to put anything in there that I didn't do. And journaling isn't really my thing, like I said. So I was kind of iffy about that chapter, but then I got through that.
Well, good. What does success mean to you?
Fulfilling my purpose, or like the book right there.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the last thing I do, I'm all right. Because, like I said, if I can help one person, you know, then I'm a success.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know?
This is a big deal, though.
Yes, it's going to be here after I'm gone.
Right. It's a big deal. It really is. The author. You're the third author that I have interviewed on my show.
It's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal. I think the third African American.
That's good.
And that is good. That is good. That means we are evolving, right? Our younger generation. And people say, well, they're not about nothing. But that's not true.
No, it's not true at all.
Not true at all.
More of what's happening is they're suppressing what we can do instead of us just not doing it. You know, that's what I see. That's just my opinion.
And where does that lie as far as the suppression coming from, you feel?
It has a lot to do with just like simple day-to-day interactions. I had someone tell me, oh, your first three chapters are terrible. And, you know, I took it with a grain of salt.
Right, right.
Because...
Critic.
She may have really felt that way. She may have really felt that way, or she was just trying to keep me down. Either way, you know, I asked more people about it, and I didn't do it just because she asked, but I wanted to see if there really was anything I could do better.
Of course.
Because it's my first book.
Right.
Know? And I know how anything is when you're starting off. It's going to be a little rocky.
Mm-hmm.
So the first three chapters could have been a little off. But like I said, I took it with a grain of salt. And I listened to her. I said, thank you.
Right.
Because good and bad, I mean, response is good.
Critics come either way. Good
way.
And bad. Right.
Either way.
First three chapters.
If everybody's telling me that it's good, I'm not learning anything.
That's
true. Does that make sense?
That's true. So. Yes, it does. It makes you go back and evaluate what you have written and look at it sort of like she would have looked at it.
Right.
You know, what was it that made her feel that it wasn't really that great, you
right.
know, those first three chapters. And I figured if it wasn't good by the fourth, I would not even...
Right.
have read it. you right. know, I'd have got, I just skimmed through it, but I actually read it, you know, so.
Well, I've been writing since I was six, so it was like, couldn't have been that bad.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that to myself, but, you know.
Well, you were well overdue, weren't you? You've been writing since you were six.
Yeah.
That's great. Be present.
That's right.
Chapter 9.
Be present. In the moment.
Body here and mind somewhere else.
It's not because what you're sitting in front of is the experience. You know, you can create an experience in your mind, but that wouldn't be real.
Right.
Your real experience is right here in front of you. You know, when you're sitting here like we're doing now, you know.
Right, right.
I look at your eyes, I look at your, you know, hands, your gestures and things like that. To understand better where you're coming from.
Right.
And that's important. A lot of people are distracted, especially with their phones. And it's not just that, but some people just can't focus.
Our attention span is, what, 1.2 seconds?
Very short.
You've heard that, haven't you? Very short.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be thinking the same thing. We complain about the kids, and I'm thinking, I can't.
They get it from somebody.
I can't go from one room to the other and remember why I went in there. I'm thinking, what is wrong? I got to write a note from room to room. You know, why am I going in this room? What do I need when I get there? You don't even have to tell me.
We're practicing having short attention spans.
Oh, really? Now, that's not cool.
No.
It's aggravating.
I've done it before. Went all the way upstairs and was like, what did I come up here for? I don't remember.
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Yes, this is Prince Ezra speaking. Hello?
This is the radio station. Did you call with a question or did you need to?
Oh, yes.
Else?
I was just calling for a question.
Oh, okay. Is this directed to Patrick?
Yes.
All right. He's listening.
All right. I wanted to know, how is it that you stay in the present moment? Like, what is your method about going about that?
Is that me? Well, let's see, because there are plenty of ways to stay in the moment, but the easiest way for me to describe it is, like I said, if you're sitting next to a person or across from a person, you're having a conversation, you're staying focused on them, you know, you're looking into their face, you're seeing how they respond, seeing how they're sitting. Are they looking at you? Are they paying attention to you? Or is their body facing you? You know, just stay... Stay there with them. If you're with them, be there. You know, your phone will always be there.
Now, I just want to push a little bit here. So what if it's like, say, a very intense moment between you and that person? Are you going to use the same method, or is there something else you can kind of center and grab yourself?
Well, I'm an intense person, so you know, I'm kind of aggressive. Not like violent, but like aggressive. I just got a lot of energy.
Right.
So I know it's hard for people to take me sometime.
Right.
But I mean, if it's something that you feel like this is overwhelming, I probably should back off, take a break or something like that. You could always tell them. You could always say something to them. I wouldn't be afraid to say anything to them, because if they respond negatively, you probably don't want to be around that person in the first place.
Right.
You know,
well, yeah.
So you just let them know what you think. Don't be afraid to hold your tongue. A grown man shouldn't hold his tongue.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a hard line with there being lines there, knowing when and when not to say something, depending on even the maturity of the person you're talking to,
right?
You know, how they may take it or what they may do based off of it. But yeah, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, man. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Oh, yeah. No worries, man. Have a good one.
You too.
You too. Thank you, caller.
Bye. Yeah, bye.
Well, we had a call. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. Now, are you on social media? Can your readers interact with you?
Oh, definitely.
About your book?
Definitely.
Okay.
Patrick Maurice on Facebook, Pat the Official, Instagram. And I just set up an extra page for my new company, Patrick Maurice Company. And, yeah, I'm active on all of them.
Go ahead, then. I hear you. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all wrong with that. Time is going so fast. And I really do not want you to leave without talking about this last chapter. We were on be present, right?
Right.
Be forgiving of yourself and others.
That's right. Yeah.
Don't take yourself so seriously.
Yeah, my mom taught me that one.
She did?
Oh, yeah.
What was her logic in that one? I know you took it and put it in your pocket. So.
I was like, okay, mom, all right. But, yeah, she basically told me don't sweat the small stuff. You know, yesterday had its own problems.
True.
You're on today now.
True.
Work today out.
Good. Good words of wisdom.
Right.
I tell my kids, choose your battles wisely. I guess that's on the same concept, isn't it? Choose your battles. Yeah. Yeah. Because you can't nitpick at every little thing, right?
No. You waste all your energy.
Yes, you do. Remember, you are in control of your happiness. So many people do not understand that.
They don't. They need this to be happy. They need that to be happy.
Or this person over here.
Or that person.
Yeah. That's a big one.
And it works. Like, people can stimulate you, and money can get you out of a situation. There's a lot of people with money out here killing themselves, too. A lot more people with money killing themselves than that don't have it.
Because they can't buy it. Can't buy happiness or contentment, right?
Right. Because they get there thinking the problem's going to go away, and it doesn't.
Mm-mm-mm. You only got like a minute for these last three. Why envy is detrimental to gratitude?
Yeah, I feel like it's the exact opposite. If you're envying something, you're not being appreciative of what you have.
Right.
Because you want that over there when you have all this over here.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Just like Adam and Eve in the garden had all them trees of fruit. They wanted that one right there. God didn't want them to touch, right?
They told them not to touch.
Just had to have it. Mm-mm. Sensing your gratitude.
Right.
Being aware of your own thankfulness. Why is that important?
That's important because you can get distracted. I mean, if you're not using your senses, what are you using?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, everything you have around you, everything you built, all your gifts that you have, if you're not aware of that, what are you paying attention to?
Right, right.
So that's pretty much what that chapter is.
I think a lot of people pay more attention to other people.
They do. Because we have access to everybody now through social media.
Wow. That's a big thing, too, that social media. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, you have about 3 minutes on this one.
All right.
Love yourself the way you would like others to love you. Why is that so hard, Patrick? Or do you think it's so hard for people?
A lot of the things we consume tell you otherwise. Like we said before, you need that person. You need that car or this and this and that. And that's not what it is. You got to take care of yourself. Because if you don't, nobody else will.
Hmm.
And you have people around you might have to take care of. If you don't have a jacket, you can't give anybody else a jacket. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have it for yourself. If you don't have self-respect, you won't have respect for anybody else.
Superficial.
Right.
Superficial love you have for other people. But I've seen so much of that where people are so angry and irritated. And I wonder, what is wrong? What happened? You know, what's wrong with you?
A lot of them don't even know why.
You know, just nothing makes them happy. You know, don't want them to wear a smile.
Right.
Just.
And don't want to know how to put a smile on. Don't want to know how to get out of that funk.
And nothing makes them happy. Discontented with everything.
Right.
How can you live a life like that? That's not a very happy life. What makes you think other people want to even be around it?
Right.
Nobody wants to put that on and walk around with it all day.
Yeah, they just going to find other people that are like them. And that makes them feel like it's okay to continue to do it because they're not the only one.
Wow. Misery loves company. That's right. What they say, right?
That's right.
Wow. So did we cover anything that you want to add? Oh, what is the Mamba mentality?
Oh, Mamba mentality. That's for all my sports fans, Kobe fans. Mamba mentality is where you're striving to be the best person that you can be in every way. You don't stop because there's nowhere else to go. You're here. You might as well strive.
That's true. And you did talk about Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
He was a real star.
Definitely.
A lot of people loved him. You know, he was. But he worked hard to get where he got.
He did.
He was looking up to Michael Jordan, wasn't he?
MJ, yeah.
Wow. He really had to stretch.
And Jordan vouches for him, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great man.
Yeah. Sorry, great loss. Great loss,
that
too.
That, too.
Yeah, to the sports world and to you black men, you know, because you have to have someone else to look up to, you know, right. Your dad and people, the sportsmen, Barack Obama, right.
You know. You look at them and you're like, if they can do it, I can do it.
Right. Of course. Absolutely. Well, Patrick, you know what? We are out of time. I so enjoyed this interview. Now, you're going to have to come back around again when you get ready for your next book.
I got you.
All right, now. And you're going to do some stuff with me, too, when I get my stuff together.
Just let me know.
About my book. Okay.
Let me know. You got my number.
Yes. You all, thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims today with Patrick Maurice. He is the author of the book, You Have My Gratitude. How can they get a copy of that real quick?
My website is Patrick, Patrick-Maurice, maurice.myshopify.com.
All right, you heard that from Patrick himself. So look him up on Instagram and Facebook.
Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, so you can get a copy of his book. Next time, we will be
You're
on tomorrow.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson. I'll be on 10 to 12 today. And welcome your phone calls.
Yeah.
Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
What you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
That space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on that I wore in the car to come to work this morning.
3 minutes in, and we're already on the heater again.
I'm sorry. It's killing me here.
No, let me tell the story about the heat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's get into this right away off the bat. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanical.